Hello and thanks for tuning in to In the News here at GlobalTalkRadio.com. Today we're speaking with Brett Perlman, co-founder and managing member of Preferred Market Solutions, a leading provider of loyalty marketing software, rewards programs, and services. Brett, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Kevin, thanks so much.
Let's talk a little bit about Preferred Market Solutions and some of the products that you offer.
Sure, absolutely. Preferred Market Solutions is a leading loyalty and gift card software provider. It was launched back in 2004 to help fill a void in respect to small and mid-sized type companies that wanted to start a loyalty and or gift card program but were limited in most cases by either the high entry cost to get started or the lack of product sophistication being offered to smaller type businesses. You know, we really got to see that with larger industries like the airlines and hotels and chain type operators who had all the resources necessary in terms of, you know, capital and marketing wherewithal to launch very successful and sophisticated type programs. So, you know, with that being said, the smaller type operators were really left with nothing more than really like a rudimentary type program, basically like glorified punch cards, if you will. So early on, we realized that there was this huge hole in the marketplace, and by focusing our attention on this segment, we built a complete solution, a solution that would allow these smaller type operators to really go head-to-head with any large box top type operation. And so we came up with a solution, this preferred patron, that would be easy for the merchants to use, be affordable, most importantly for them, and yet provide the marketing tools necessary to allow merchants to successfully compete in today's marketplace. So this tool really allowed them to, again, stay focused on what they needed to, which was running their day-to-day operation, and we, on our end, were doing basically the heavy lifting for them, kind of like having your own in-house marketing team at your disposal full-time. We have come up with a few different products that, when looked at in the global sense, really add to the resources that they would have, i.e., for instance, we have what we call Preferred Patron, our client version, and is available with a whole arsenal of different types of marketing tools that's at their disposal. And the neat thing about this, again, is that word I used earlier on, which was this automated promotion tool. These things are actually set up for them and automatically running for them. So that means they don't have to worry about sending out these various type promotions. They're being done based off of various trigger points within the system. We also have something called our web desk, which is helpful for those merchants that either have constraints in being able to install software, or if they're running in a Mac environment, maybe they want to run on an iPad. And this one is accessed through a URL that we provide them to be able to get on and be able to operate online, if you will.
And I couldn't help but notice what a really diverse range of industries that you've touched on. So, I mean, of course, you know, retail merchants, but you're looking at everything from automotive to hospitality, restaurants, healthcare, colleges, universities, non-technical, so like gas stations, car washes, health, fitness. Quite impressive. And talk about also geographically, you've expanded out into international markets as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting because loyalty really doesn't just fit one segment. If you have a retail type customer, however they may be approaching you, it really touches on multiple industries, and that is really worldwide, right? Of course, throughout the U.S., we have full market penetration, as well as in Canada, we also have an extensive market. Interesting enough, in the U.K., Ireland specifically, we have tremendous market penetration there. And in the Caribbean, we just signed up our latest reseller in Jamaica, brought a network, who is now going to be reselling our product. So we really have some great market penetration in other areas of the world that allow us to extend the resources that we provide.
So what's the correlation here? I mean, just because a company has a loyalty program, does that pretty much guarantee them that they have loyal customers?
People have this misnomer that they think, yeah, I just started a loyalty program, so therefore, you know, I'm going to be successful at it. I'm going to have loyal customers. And that's not true at all. You need to be able to touch this customer at multiple points during a transaction. One is, of course, when they're face-to-face with you. The next is once they leave your facility, what tools do you have to be able to interact with them, to draw them back in? And then also, what resources do they have to be able to interact with their account when they're at their own home? So what happens here is you basically in our system are drawing a roadmap that your customers are going to be following. And if those customers try to take an exit, the system is smart enough to know that and will market to that individual, so we're at an individual level now, uniquely to try to draw them back in. And in essence, what's happening here is that the system is making sure that these customers are being touched multiple times in various ways, you know, through various marketing pieces that are being sent to them. And those are, again, built off of trigger points that are within the system. When we set it up for you, we add these various things in that are going to make sure that your customers are really doing what you want, which is coming back. And if they don't come back, the system knows that. And again, it tries to drive them back, you know, based off of various marketing tools that are available.
Now, Brett, as long as we have you here, maybe I could pick your brain for just a minute on a couple hot areas of marketing right now. Can you talk about email marketing? I mean, it's become such an important marketing tool that, that businesses use, right? But there are changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's quite a bit of changing going on in the marketplace. You know, in the old days, it would just be send your emails out in blast and not really think about it too much. But the ISPs, the Internet Service Providers, have really changed the way they look at marketing completely now. Signing up just for a list, for instance, and expecting that you're going to get your email sent to you, that's gone a long way from what we currently are seeing in the marketplace. You know, a key word that we use is called engagement now. The ISPs, the Internet Service Providers, want to see you, an end user, engaging with these emails that are being sent to them. So in essence, what does that mean? That means that if I'm sending an email out to you, and every time you get it, you click delete, 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 over time, the ISPs now have these algorithms that will basically say, you know what, evidently Kevin isn't interested in receiving his email anymore, and we're going to automatically put it into his spam folder.
Ah.
Now, that's not going to do you any good as a merchant trying to reach out to your customer.
No.
But as far as delivery, that technically is considered a delivered email, right? So engagement is very, very important now with email. So what does that mean in the big picture now? Well, that comes all the way back down to content. Now, most emails that are being sent out usually have a range between 15 to 20-22% open rates. In our world, we see a much higher open rate, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that we're a loyalty program that's sending out very specific information about your account at your level. So marketing, for instance, might be going out to Kevin saying, did you know you have 587 points in your account? Here's what's available to you today as far as what points are available and what rewards might be available. So at least we have a chance of you opening up that email because you want to see what's happening within your account. The additional content that's there, hopefully they'll read as well, but at least we have a better chance, and we actually see that through a much higher open rate because of that information that's being provided. But it really goes even much deeper than that. You know, there are when you send email out, there's something called a sender score, and these sender scores are determining what that piece of mail is that you're sending. What does it look like to the ISPs? And they score these things over time. So as you keep on sending, you build up your sender score. So one of the neat things about interacting with us is that we're compliant in multiple areas. We're what we call CAN-SPAM compliant, which is a government regulation. But more importantly, we're also what's called surety mail compliant. And surety mail is almost like a third-party watchdog that the ISPs turn to see what kind of sender is really sending mail here. And since we meet those requirements of surety mail, we actually start off with a negative 2.2 score before the first piece of mail leaves our system.
This is one of those cases where a negative score is a good thing. Brett,
yes.
we are actually already out of time, and there's so much more we should go over. Perhaps we can have you back again one day, but before we get there, how do let's say we've got a business out there who's struggling a little bit with loyalty? They maybe have a high turnover rate with customers. How do they get started? How do they get in touch with you?
We have an 800 number, 1-800-531-1108, and then of course they can go to our website, so www.preferredpatron.com or 800-531-1108.
Excellent. I will put a link up to your website right away so listeners can find you. Again, we've been speaking with Brett Perlman. He is the co-founder and managing member of Preferred Market Solutions. Again, that website, preferredpatron.com. Brett, thank you very much for being part of our program, and we'd love to have you back again someday and maybe talk a little bit more about maybe some mobile marketing.
Excellent, Kevin. Thanks very much, and appreciate it.